So as our time of practice continues, allowing yourself to settle in, touching into the energetic sensations of the breath in the body. And allowing that to be the home for the mind. Sensing into the whole body. With a mind that is whole. And allowing the mind to be touched by the simple joy of presence. It's good to be here. With whatever is here. Inviting tranquility. Gently stepping back from entanglement with any agitation that may be present. And opening to the natural well-being, stillness. Joy and calm have a natural resonance, each supporting the other. Their energies are different, but they have a common source. Like the in and the out breath. Different, but intimately connected. So we're moving now into a longer break. And for those in some time zones, it's lunchtime. But even if it's not your mealtime, you'll have a meal sometime. So I wanted to say a bit about calm and joy in daily life activities like cooking and eating. The Zen master Dogen wrote a text called Instructions for the Cook in 1237 in Japan. And it's about using cooking as a medium for spiritual practice and for embodying the Dharma. So I'm taking some inspiration from a commentary that was written in the 20th century on that text. It's called How to Cook Your Life. How to Cook Your Life. And so written by a monk living at a Zen monastery. And there are many wonderful principles illustrated in the book. And I'll read just one for now, which is to pour all your life energy into your everyday work is called joyful mind. So you can sense that this doesn't have much to do with the regular pleasure or happiness that's defined kind of conventionally by society. Instead, it has, to my ear at least, kind of a completeness that feels satisfying in a different way, just to pour all your life energy into your everyday work and to call that joyful mind. So, you know, we may arrive in the kitchen to do our lunchtime practice. And, you know, we could just say, all right, you know, now I'm going to get all stirred up. I was so much enjoying that sitting, but okay. Or it's possible to just, with complete composure, open the refrigerator, pull out a few things, get out the cutting board or a pan, whatever's needed. And just be right there with that. You know, just with the bell pepper that we're chopping up, or with the soup. And to not have a need for the mind to be straying off into what's going to happen next, or the thing I forgot to do before signing on this morning. Just be with what's unfolding. Or if the mind is running off and wanting to be distracted, that's kind of interesting too. We can pour our life energy into feeling a busy mind. Wow, I'm so conditioned to start thinking while I cook. I wonder if I do that all the time. That's interesting. There's a way to be with that also. With ease and joy. One thing illustrated in the broader context of this text is that there's really no fixed recipe for human life. It's much more in the process. So we always have available the joy of mindfulness, this subtle, somewhat subtle joy of being in the present moment, even if it's unpleasant. And even if it's pleasant, being present with that without letting it ramp us up. Just that simple joy. Ah, it's like this right now. It's like this. And tranquility doesn't necessarily mean that we're moving very slowly. We could move at whatever pace feels like it goes with pouring our life energy into our work. The insight teacher, Greg Scharf, says that we can move at the speed of mindfulness. I like that very much because it includes some self-awareness. You know, what is the right speed for the way my mind is right now? Is it moving at nearly a normal pace? Being right there for it with joy. Or if the mind is feeling very calm, somewhat sensitive, then maybe yes, moving very slowly, really feeling the coolness of the refrigerator handle as we open it. Maybe that's what feels joyful. Wow, there's a whole world in cooking and eating that I usually breeze right past because I'm just getting it done. And in the eating itself, you know, there's so much, so many sense experiences, seeing it, smelling it, tasting it, maybe hearing it, feeling it in the mouth, maybe thinking. So just being with all of that, with all of our life energy, maybe even feeling how the food entering the belly, even by the end of the meal, it's starting to enliven the system. Life energy, some of it comes from food, some of it comes from the mind, but some of it comes very basically from, you know, the nutrition that we take in. Can we be with that energy? So considering the ingredients that you have to work with going forward, next hour, body, speech, maybe speech, thought, action, and touching into how they convey our deepest intentions, how they can be an embodiment of our understanding and our practice. Being with how things are. So may it be a time of nourishment, and I'll see you back for another sit in an hour. Enjoy.